shifts in our lives. Part one of three parts. Enjoy. My name is Natasha Jean Bart, aka Tash, and I'm here to serve. This podcast is about the shifts in our lives. At least this segment is, and it's going to be part one of a three-part series. What I want to talk about is what happens to humans when we come upon those shifts and find ourselves at a precipice. A lot of people call it the dark night of the soul. Most people call it the midlife crisis. Yes, it's a way to typify an experience, and some people would say that's a lot of bull crap. But from my own experience, I can say that I've witnessed the shift, I've experienced them, and they're important. I'm able to recognize them in other people when they come upon their shifts, which makes me a little bit more aware and conscious of others. It also helps me not take anything personally, because I remember being that person. It's very, very important to understand, integrate, even decipher these shifts. And I'm going to talk about the word decipher, because dancers understand the word cipher. And in the word cipher, there's an important code that we need to comprehend. The cipher is empty. It means emptiness. The root of the word decipher or cipher is from the Arabic sifr. And once you understand that, you can figure out that everything that a cipher represents, it's the emptiness that's within. And every person at the edge of the cipher wants to find a meaning. They want to fill a lack. There's a hole and it needs to be filled. And that's the human distress, to fill that lack with an image of ourselves. So we go and we pierce the cipher. When we're young, we pierce the cipher. We're not invited. And without knowing, we break the codes. We don't break the codes as deciphering what's happening. We break the rules without understanding the rules. And that's a very important covenant for the cipher. You have the elders on the edge. I call them the gatekeepers. They've deciphered the ciphers, and hence they just wait and watch and witness. And they just stand there at the edge. And you have no idea that they're the gatekeepers watching you. You have no idea, because all you want to do is pierce the cipher, come in, show an image of yourself, which is not truly you, and be seen. And they know that, because the elders, they've been there before. But they see how you're missing certain elements to understand your purpose in the whole. And I think that that's fair to say about dancers. Dancers are very black and white when it comes to what dance represents. But when we put words to dance, we start to disagree on what it means to be a great or a good dancer. And that's one facet of life. But on the other end, Are you a good human? And that's the most important thing. It's essential to being a great dancer. And not just good, but great. And there's a difference between good and great. And then again, we have this issue with words, because we get emotionally attached to these words. And we want to be great. We want to be seen. But the moment we're seen, we start to feel the burden. There's too many people watching us. We want to disappear for a little while. And that's the distress of coming upon that dark night of the soul or that midlife crisis. You realize, is this what I want to do? Do I want to keep doing this for another half of a lifetime? And most times, we say no, because we've started something that we didn't consciously choose. We did choose it, but we didn't measure that passion does not equate profession, and that a profession is not a vocation. And when we discover that, we feel a lack of purpose. And because we thought that our purpose was always the art form that we used or the profession that we chose, and if we didn't choose it, then we were always in distress looking for something. Once you figure out the higher purpose, and I swear, you don't figure it out when you're young. You figure it out after the midlife crisis or the dark night of the soul. When you do figure it out, it was so simple all along. I know what mine is. I know what yours is. But you have to discover it for yourself, because if I told you what you needed to do, then you wouldn't do the work. It's like all those self-help books. They give you all these steps and you want to do the work, but you end up not doing it because it really means nothing to you. It's somebody else's deciphering. So we'll speak about that. If you have any questions about the first shift, do send me a message. I'll speak about it a little briefly right now. The first shift happens between the age of 20 and 31. It's called Saturn Return. This is from my studies in human design. But right now I have decided to pull back from any system or methods that teach people how to order their lives. But I want to say that this system was great for me. It really helped me finding this authenticity, and I've worked for it. 7 years, they say, it takes for your DNA to reboot, for your system to reboot. That's science. And so it's been 7 years, and now I'm willing to share some of these shifts with you because I can look back and see how they happened. That first shift is full of fire. It's the spring of your life turning into the summer. And when that happens, there's this energy that makes you really pick your passion, or it makes you do a U-turn and go back, or completely change your art form, completely change your job, change your relationship, or end your relationship. And at that point, it's a very individualistic shift. You think of yourself first. Even though you want to think of everyone, you just decide, this is me. I've had enough listening to my parents. I've had enough following the crowd. I want to do what I'm good at. I want to be happy. And you seek joy. The problem with that is that we don't even know what it is that we're seeking. So we're seeking a career that makes us happy, thinking it will bring joy. It does, but momentarily. And then you seek a new relationship to seek happiness, to seek joy. And that happens momentarily. And it seems that after that shift, when you come upon that shift, you're spinning your wheels and it's on repeat. And that's normal. And so I want to tell you that you shouldn't despair, but you need to look at these shifts. And if you've passed that first shift, look back to it. If you haven't come upon that shift and you're still young in your 20s, remember what I said, it's coming. You'll feel it. Most people feel it when it's happening and they think, oh, something's wrong with me. But really, there's nothing wrong with you. It's a planetary shift. It's Saturn coming back into your transit from the moment you were born to the moment you have Saturn returning. There's a huge transition and you must transcend it. Every year upon our birthdays, we have what we call the solar return. And so the sun comes back in the same position that it was when you were born. And depending on your emotional energy at that moment, leading to your birthday, it might be distress, it might be joy, it might be a creative time, it might be a melancholic time. We never know, but you have to understand it to decipher it. Because every single time that it happens, there's a little emptiness that forms within us and we just want to fill it. And so, as we revert to talking about dancers, the cipher always needs to be full, but there doesn't need to be a cipher. We don't need to have that emptiness, but we need to accept that it's there, that it will exist, that it's part of us. It's that negative space. It's that void. It's where you do the work. It's what holds you together. Without it, there's nothing to, there's no context, there's nothing to associate your life with. And that's the distress, that's the duality. And you just need to understand it. So I hope that clears out a bit of that distress that you have. And next week, we'll talk about the second shift. If you have any questions, send me a message or just write. I'd love to help. I'm here to serve. Thank you for following me on the journey between heaven and earth. I'll see you soon, or talk to you soon. Peace.
The podcast you just heard was made using Anchor. Ever thought about making your own podcast? Anchor makes it really easy for anyone to get started. It's a one-stop shop for recording, hosting, and distributing podcasts. Best of all, it's 100% free. Sign up now at anchor.fm/new. That's anchor.fm/new to get started.